The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone's having a great day so far, and we got a great show coming up. We're going to talk about the five different stresses. There is physical stress, emotional stress, mental stress, chemical stress, and stress from an electromagnetic radiation. We have to cover all five stresses. They're all super important. Physical stress can be repetitive stress, working on your mouse or computer or your cell phone all day. Or it could be, you know, sitting at the couch, sitting on your bed, sitting on your computer desk and chair. It can be too much activity. It could be too little activity. It could be doing the same activity over and over and over again. And it could be an actual, lifting heavy things and always rotating the same way. Lots of different physical stresses. The chemical stresses can be anything from plastics that you use to cleaning products, to the foods that you eat, to anything that you use as far as makeup or candles or incense. There's a wide variety of chemical stresses. The mental stress, you can have overactive brain or an underactive brain. When you have underactive brain, it's going to be more depression, lack of motivation, fatigue, malaise, no passion. When you have an overactive brain, you're going to have anxiety, panic, anger, can't sleep well, overthinking everything. The mind's going a million miles an hour. The emotional stress, that could be, you know, a bad relationship, could be a bad job. You don't like your boss or your coworkers, or the hours are too crazy, or they don't pay you enough, or it has nothing to do with your passion. It could be a bad living situation. You don't like your roommate, or you're in the city and you need more relaxed state, or you're in the rural area and it's too boring. So the emotional stress can also cover a wide variety of different types of stresses. Then you got the electromagnetic radiation. So what is that coming from? You know, are we getting too much radiation from cell phones, from the cell phone towers, from the smartphones, from the, the TVs and the iPads and the computers and all this technology is increasing the amount of radiation, and everyone's on Wi-Fi all the time. Now people have these Bluetooth watches and Bluetooth headphones, and we're getting more and more radiation. You know, we know about the harmful radiation, like the one they give for cancer treatments. You know, that can cause cancer. Those are called gamma rays, the gamma radiation. Then you have x-rays, those see through the body, so you can analyze the bones and look for x-rays or arthritis and stuff like that. But, you know, when you take x-rays, right, you got to wear protection because x-rays can also be harmful. Microwaves, we don't know. A lot of people think they're very safe. I have not fallen for that yet. I've read too much on the other side. And the other side, you know, it says that, hey, you got to stay away from the microwave. The microwave can actually denature some of your food and even water. I've read some studies where they microwave water and they use the water for the plants and the plants end up dying. And then they boil water and then they use the boiling water to water the plants and the plants end up living. So if microwave was completely safe, then that might not occur. It's very easy to use a toaster oven. Now, these toaster ovens, probably even smaller than a microwave. It might be 2 minutes longer to make. Instead of the microwave takes 3 minutes, the toaster oven takes 5 minutes. So a couple extra minutes, but not that big a deal. You know, you use glass containers to store your food. So you don't want to use plastics because the plastics can leach and you can end up consuming some of those plastics. So that's another stress. That's the chemical stress. So you got to stay away from plastics. So especially microwavable stuff, but even plastic water bottles, stay away from plastic storage containers. Don't buy things that are in plastic. Everything's in plastic. And how funny is it? You go to these supermarkets and you can take a plastic bag home, but everything else is stored in plastic. So all the foods that you're buying are stored in plastic, yet you can't put your stored plastic food in a plastic bag. You know, when you go to some other countries, everything's in glass, you know, and they reuse it. It's smart. So if you have a Coke bottle, it's going to be in glass. And then after you finish it, you reuse the Coke bottle. Not that Coke is good. We want to stay away from Coca-Cola and Diet Coke. That's obviously going to cause some stresses as well. Those are chemical stresses, the artificial sweeteners, and then the high fructose corn syrup cause physical stress to your heart and inflammation. Inflammation is the key to all of this, right? So if you have physical stress, that causes inflammation. If you have chemical stress, that causes inflammation. If you have emotional stress, that causes inflammation. If you have mental stress, that causes inflammation. If you have electromagnetic stress, that causes inflammation. And then inflammation causes dysfunction in the body. So the key is to reduce inflammation by reducing all your stresses. So physical stress, if you always use the right hand for your mouse, switch and start using the left hand. If your computer screen is always to the right, now push it to the left. If you always look down, start looking up. If you always twist to the right, twist to the left. You have to keep balance in your body, even with the simple things of life. You know, if you wear your purse on your right shoulder, switch it and wear the purse on the left shoulder. If you eat with your right hand, switch and eat with your left hand. If you brush your teeth with your right hand, switch and brush your teeth with your left hand. Always think balance. With physical stress, you never want to put more stress on one side than the other. That creates dysfunction. You know, I had this patient the other day. He came to me with right knee pain. And he's like, "Doc, you got to save me. I've been to all these doctors. No one's been able to help me." I hear the story all the time, by the way. So he goes, "Oh, I did physical therapy. That didn't help me. I did painkillers. That didn't help me. I did injections. That didn't help me. I did acupuncture. That didn't help me. I did chiropractic. That didn't help me. I did meditation. That didn't help me. Tell me all these things, physical exercise, rest. So all these things, nothing helped me. I was his last resort. And, you know, I said, well, what did your primary care doctor say? And the primary care doctor said, oh, you know, it's unfortunately, it's just old age. These things happen. And my patient, not that old, you know, he's 60 years old. I think that's pretty young. That's basically middle age these days. You know, at least in my view, if you take care of your body, you're going to live to triple digits, but you want a high quality of life. So I think 60 is pretty young, actually. You know, I'm preparing all my patients to way beyond the average American age, which is like 78, 79. All right. So the primary care doctor says, oh, it's old age. And my patient said, yeah, you know, because I was seeing all these different doctors and specialists and nobody was able to help me. You know, the doctor, my primary care just basically told me to accept it. And that's just what happens with old age. And I said, no, we should never accept that. And he goes, well, good. Thank you for saying that, because that's why I'm here, because I didn't want to accept that. Even though the doctor said, you know, it's just old age, in my mind, I didn't really believe that. But he didn't want to do surgery. Not that the doctors even recommended surgery, because it wasn't that severe looking on his x-rays and his MRIs. But the key was, it can't be old age. And then he says, well, what do you mean it can't be old age? So I said, well, how old is your left knee? And then he looks at me like, and then his eyes open. He goes, well, it's the same age as my right knee, 60 years old. So I said, if it was just old age, your both knees would hurt, right? But he only had one knee that was hurt. So it can't be old age, but it might be repetitive stress, or it might be a misalignment, or it might be difference in muscle tone, or might be poor nerve communication. Could be poor circulation. It could be inflammation, right? So the way to reduce stress is to keep things balanced from left to right. That's for your physical stress. Okay. And when we reduce physical stress, we're going to reduce inflammation. We reduce inflammation, we reduce pain. Reduce pain, you get a better quality of life. Okay. When we come back, we're going to review not just some more ways to reduce physical stress, but also ways to reduce chemical stress, emotional stress, mental stress, and the electromagnetic radiation as well. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We'll see you in 1 minute.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about stress. We just went over physical stress to make sure everything is balanced from left to right. Remember never to sit for more than 20 minutes. It's called the 20-minute rule. Every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds, you walk 20 feet, you look 20 feet away, and then you could sit back down. I don't care if you have to sit for work, for class, if you're just sitting on the couch watching TV. Get up every 20 minutes for 20 seconds. It doesn't have to be a long time, but it'll make a big difference in reducing your physical stress. So we could do too much physical stress, but you could also do too little physical stress. But more movement is better. Just when you do the movement, make sure it's balanced from left to right. That's the physical stress. The chemical stress, we said, is all over the place, right? It's in the cooking pans. So you got Teflon, that's a big chemical stress. And you got the aluminum pans and these nonstick, a lot of chemicals in the cooking pans. The safest cooking pan is stainless steel. Then you can use iron cast every once in a while, but stainless steel is always the best. It's more expensive, but it's worth it because you're not going to get all these chemicals leaking into your foods that you cook. And then when you're going to store your food, make sure you store it in glass or stainless steel. Don't store in plastic. Don't store in aluminum foil. Those are toxic chemicals that are going to cause more chemical stress and more inflammation. It could even lead to cancer, as well as some brain dysfunction like Alzheimer's and dementia. So where else do you get the chemical stress? You get it actually in the foods. Most of the chemicals sprayed on the food are banned in other countries. Glyphosate, or the ingredient in Roundup, is banned in most countries in the world, because they know it causes cancer. And it's everywhere. It's in the foods. You know, you spray it on your lawn. Roundup, glyphosate. It's in the wheat products. A lot of these people with gluten sensitivities, it's not actually a gluten sensitivity. It's a Roundup sensitivity. All the wheat, the corn is sprayed with all this. It's poison. And they've already lost court cases proving it's poison. And when you go to other countries and eat their bread, you don't get sick like you do in America. It's the American bread that's full of this Roundup, these glyphosate, these pesticides and herbicides. They're horrible, these chemicals. So you always want to buy organic food, or at least buy from a local farmer that you can trust. But when you buy from the supermarket conventional fruits and vegetables, they're usually loaded with all these chemicals. Even if you try and wash it off, they've soaked in to the foods. You're safer with a bigger peel, right? It's harder for the chemicals to get inside a banana peel or an orange peel or an avocado or a watermelon or a cantaloupe, where, you know, where you don't eat the peel. But something like a strawberry, a blueberry, grapes, cherries, where you eat the skin, buy organic for sure. It's worth paying that extra money because you'll save your health. You'll end up paying medical costs more because you're going to be so sick. So we got to avoid the chemicals in the foods. The meats too, right? If you're eating a cow that's full of steroids and antibiotics and eats genetically modified corn and that's sprayed with all these chemicals, you're eating that stuff too. You are what you eat. So stay away from the foods that have all the chemicals. And when you have foods that are packaged and in boxes and cans and bags, someone's guaranteed to have all these chemicals. You know, we got to stay away from all these flavors, artificial sweeteners, preservatives. When they interviewed the centenarians, the people that live more than 100, the two most common answers is when they say, how did you live such a long, healthy life? across the board, you know, there's a lot of different answers, but the two most popular and the most common answers were going outside for daily walks and not, that was number one. And number two was not eating food with preservatives. And that's the key, just to eat real food, fresh food from the earth. Some of my friends are like, what do you eat? I said, I eat food. Food from the earth. Food that we've eaten for thousands of years. Just the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the seeds. And then, yes, you can, you know, have a fish every once in a while and have a piece of chicken every once in a while. It's not something that people would have every day. But sparingly, yes. You know, the key is to eat from the earth. Nothing in boxes and cans. Nothing in bags. Nothing that needs preservatives. Nothing with flavors and food dyes and sweeteners and chemicals. And, you know, if you don't even understand what the ingredient is, you probably shouldn't have it. We only want one ingredient food. So if you're reading a list of ingredients, it's probably not healthy. One ingredient food. When you go to the supermarket, stay on the outside. That's how you're going to avoid a lot of the chemicals in the foods. Got it? All right. Where else do we get chemicals? We get it in just natural household products, dishwashing fluid, bleaches, laundry detergent, dryer sheets, different candles and sprays, Glade, Febreze, different makeups and hair dyes and nail polish. There's chemicals in the water. There's lead and aluminum. There's, you know, chemicals in the products that we use and the toys and the plastics. There's chemicals in the candles and the incense. Chemicals everywhere you could think about it. It's chemicals in the air. It's scary. So you got to do your best to avoid it. Use glass over plastic. Use stainless steel. The key is to have everything fresh. For all your cleaning stuff, you could use vinegar and lemon. You know, there are so many natural products out there, even, you know, for, you know, when you cut yourself, instead of using all this chemical stuff, alcohol, you can use tea tree oil. Coconut oil has antibacterial properties. Baking soda can clean so many different things and get rid of odors. Use baking soda as a deodorant. Antiperspirants have a lot of chemicals. Aluminum, for one of them, might even cause breast cancer. Aluminum, we know, has been linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. There's fluoride in the toothpaste. Gotta watch out for that. There's fluoride in the water. There's chemicals everywhere. There's arsenic in rice. So we got to do our best to avoid these chemicals. You know, if you have an old house, there's lead in the paint, the pipes, chemicals in the pipes. Got to get a water filter. Not only for the drinking water, but for your shower water. You know, these chemicals are going to leak into your skin or through your hair. We have to avoid all the chemicals in the household. Right? So we talked about the physical stress, the chemical stress, the mental stress, overactive brain. If you can't sleep, you have anxiety, panic, anger, the mind's racing. So one of the things to practice for that is meditation. Also doing, practicing mindfulness. There's a good exercise you could do to relax the brain where you listen to music, but you just listen to one instrument. You listen to the guitar and ignore the piano and the drums and the bass. That helps to shut your brain off. It's too much stimulation these days. All right, we got to relax the brain, calm everything down. That will reduce some of the mental stress. Okay. When we come back from the break, we're going to go over the emotional stress and the electromagnetic radiation as well. Okay. Hope everyone's learning a lot today as far as reducing all the stress, bringing down your inflammation, living a great life. We want you to function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We'll see you back after the break.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're going over all the different stresses, the physical stress, the chemical stress. Before the break, we were going over mental stress, how to reduce the overactive brain. The other mental stress is underactive brain. We said that's depression, low motivation, fatigue, lack of vitality and passion and energy. So how do we do that? You got to start waking up earlier. You got to set goals and checklists. You got to get your power hour in the morning. So your power hour in the morning is going to be exercise. You got to find something that you love to do, whether it's going for a bike ride, doing a little power walk, Pilates class, yoga class, circuit training, Orange Theory, dance class, cycling class. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something you enjoy and are going to be excited to do in the morning. Then you're also going to start a gratitude journal and write things that you're grateful for. Most people take for granted all the things that they have in their life, whether it's a family member, whether it's their health, the ability to see or hear or digest food or walk. I see a lot of patients, they're in wheelchairs, they can't walk. And they're so jealous of people who are able to walk. But most people who are walking every day just take it for granted. You should literally thank God or thank whoever every day that you can walk. You know, show gratitude just for waking up every morning. It's an amazing time to be alive. Don't turn on the news because that's going to make you think that it's a horrible time to be alive. The news is one of the worst things you can watch or listen to. It's going to put you in a fear mode. That's the intention, because if you're in fear mode, you're going to keep watching and listening for a longer amount of time. It's a marketing strategy. That's why everything on the news is about, you know, oh, it's COVID-19, all these people are dying, or, you know, there's more murders in New York City, and, you know, there's natural disasters and hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and wildfires, and the economy's going down, and there's political turmoil, and, you know, it's just civil unrest and racism and bigotry, and, you know, it's all fear. They build on your emotions because they want you to watch so that the advertisers will pay them more money. So stay away from the news. You know, anything you want to know about, you could look on your own. You want to look at the weather, you don't need the news for that. You want to look at your stocks, you don't need the news for that. You want to look at what's going on in China, you don't need the news for that. You want to look what's going on in Russia, you don't need the news for that. So all the news is a little skewed. You know, they're pushing their agenda. It's, you know, both sides trying to make you angry just so you stay on longer. But we don't want to be angry. We want to be happy. We want to be healthy, because if we're emotionally stressed, if we're mentally stressed, we're going to cause inflammation. It's going to lead to heart disease, cancer. You know, that's why we got to stay away from all these stresses. So like we said, if you have the underactive brain, that's the mental stress. If you have depression and low motivation and fatigue, we got to get up and exercise. You got to make a gratitude journal. You got to start helping other people. You got to start doing more good deeds. You got to forget about your own problems and start focusing on other people. Okay. You got to make a decision that when you set the alarm clock, you're going to get up. The worst thing is to start your day with a failure. You set your alarm clock and you press snooze and snooze and snooze. That is no good. Worst thing for depression is sitting. Remember we said before, you got to get up every 20 minutes. The worst thing for depression is lack of sunlight. You got to get outside. If you are depressed, you are vitamin D deficient. Get out and get some sunlight. Now that the winter's coming, a lot of people get seasonal affect disorder where they get depressed during the winter time. It's because of lack of sun. So you got to get out. Sometimes you might need to supplement. I personally supplement with vitamin D myself. I take the best product from Apex Energetics. I would never take a vitamin D from CVS or from you know, the drugstore or from Vitamin Shop or Whole Foods. You know, those vitamins are pretty crappy. They're good quality, full of impurities and contaminants. If you're interested in the best quality vitamin D, you can email me info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. I could let you know what the best vitamin D product out there is. But definitely now that's fall, winter's coming, we're going to need to supplement. And when you do get outside in the sun, roll up those sleeves, take off your hat and glasses, let the sun touch your skin. That's a way to get out of depression. Vitamin D, you got to drink water. You got to stay hydrated. Drink half your body weight in ounces. You know, if your brain's underactive and you have this mental stress, there's so many easy strategies you could do to get out of it. But you got to take action. That's the mental stress. Now, we could pick up these mental stress with a test that we do in the office. It's called a QEEG brain mapping. When we do this QEEG brain mapping, what you do is wear, it's like a swimmer's cap, but it's got 19 to 20 electrodes attached to it. And it's measuring all the different areas of your brain. It's going to tell us, do you have anxiety? Do you have depression? Do you have memory problems? Do you have high cortisol? Do you have high stress? Is there anxiety? Is there panic? Is there anger? Is there aggression? It's going to tell us all these weak areas of your brain. It's no radiation. It's non-invasive. It's usually $400 to do this brain test. It's called a QEEG brain mapping. But we're doing a special for the first seven people that call my office at 201-261-2150. That's 201-261-2150. And you say you heard the radio show, you want to take advantage of the QEEG brain mapping special. This is a gift for all my listeners. Instead of paying the normal $400, you only have to pay $21. But you must be one of the first seven people to call. And this is called a QEEG brain mapping. And it's going to tell us what areas of your brain aren't working, the frontal cortex, the cerebellum, the brainstem. Do you have problems with your neurotransmitters, with your mitochondria? Do you have heavy metal poisoning? Do you have a thyroid problem? Do you have an intestinal problem? Do you have sleeping difficulties? Do you have brain fog, confusion? It tells us a lot of amazing things. Even if you have some sort of pathology like a virus. So it's picked up a lot of cool things. It's helped a lot of people. It's normally $400, but we're doing a special for my radio listeners. If you call 201-261-2150, you could get the $400 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Okay, now, as far as the emotional stress, what we said as far as the emotional stress is that could be a bad relationship. Sometimes you might have to get a divorce. You might have to break up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Sometimes you might have to quit your job. You might have to move out of a bad living situation. So you might have to make major life changes if you have too much of this emotional stress. I have a loved one, a family member that was diagnosed with cancer. And when she's diagnosed with cancer, one of my advice was to her was to quit her job because her job is so stressful. Another advice was to move out of the city and move to the suburbs. But by reducing her emotional stress, she was able to help heal her cancer. And she did it without any radiation. She did it without any chemotherapy. The oncologist told her she needed to do chemotherapy or else she was going to die. She had stage 3 ovarian teratoma. So she was, you know, life or death situation. So money means nothing if you're not alive. So she quit her job. She moved out of the city. She went on vacation. She reduced her emotional stress. And when you reduce your emotional stress, then you're going to function better, feel better, and live a better life. Okay. Now, the last stress we have to go over is the electromagnetic radiation. It is all over and it's getting worse and worse and worse. All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to go over a few little strategies you could do to reduce your electromagnetic radiation stress and bring down your inflammation. I will see you when we come back from the break. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're going over all the different types of stresses during this show. The last stress that we need to review is electromagnetic radiation. So we get that from our cell phones. So we want to basically, whenever you have your cell phone on you, put it on airplane mode. Okay. You never need to have it on 24/7. You know, just pick a couple times a day where you check your emails, check your text message, but you don't want it on all day unless it's your job. And if it is your job, then you want to have it not on you, but maybe in your bag, as long as it's 6 inches away from your body. If you want to carry it on you, literally just put it on airplane mode. And then when you need it, you just press airplane mode again and it goes back. You could check your emails and text message. It literally takes 1 second to do. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, but it reduces, it's going to turn off your Wi-Fi. It's going to turn off your data. So you're not going to get any radiation from your phone when you have your airplane mode on. When you're using a computer, I know it's called laptop, but don't put it on your lap. You know, it's got radiation. So you want to keep that, again, all your devices, you want to keep at least 6 inches away from you. That's going to reduce your electromagnetic radiation. Don't sleep near your phone. Don't sleep near a TV. Turn off your Wi-Fi at night. You know, we don't want to be, don't even sleep near electrical panels. So there's a lot of radiation, you know, coming from your house and all these signals. So you don't want to be sleeping near any of the signals. You want to turn off as much as possible to reduce that radiation. You don't want to, you know, go in these places that have radiation all the time, like Starbucks, you know, where everyone's on the Wi-Fi and, you know, people are there for hours just on the Wi-Fi. You know, it's a lot of radiation if you're constantly doing it. And the more people around you, like in New York City, the more radiation. So when you're in the middle of the country, it's so much weaker, the electromagnetic radiation. When you're in the city, it's everywhere. It's like you're walking in an X-ray machine constantly. So that's why I say a lot of people, they might have to leave the city. It's just too much radiation. You know, there's people and the cell phone towers are on top of the apartment complex now. Like, I would not want to live in that top floor where the cell phone tower is. And we don't know about 5G, but obviously it's more radiation than 4G and more radiation 3G. So it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And people are holding their phones next to their brain. Don't hold your phone next to your brain. Don't, you know, even use the Bluetooth. So you got to keep your phone far away from you. And if you want to, you know, put on speaker if you can. And if you have to use headphone, use one of those wires that are plugged into the phone, which is far away from you. So we got to reduce that radiation. You got to turn off everything, especially at night. Put everything on airplane mode. You know, if you have an option, you know, don't use 5G, use 4G or 3G or what's called LTE. So the newer the phones have more radiation. The smarter the devices, the more radiation. So we got to unplug to reduce our exposure to these EMFs, these electromagnetic frequencies. So the radiation from our cell phones, it's debatable on how much damage it causes. But I don't want to take the chance. So I want to stay far away from that. I want to stay far away from the towers if possible. So we want to, you know, reduce as many chemicals as possible, reduce as much radiation as possible, reduce as much emotional stress, mental stress, physical stress. You can reduce all the stresses in life, but, you know, there are a lot of things that are under your control. And there's ways that we can determine what these stresses have done to your body. One way we can determine these stresses in your body is to look at blood work. And when you look at blood work, we could look at inflammatory markers such as ESR or CRP or just some inflammatory markers. We could look at your hormones. We could look at your thyroid. We could look at your absorption, anemias. You can see if you have enough stomach acid. You look at your immune system. You have autoimmune disease. How's your white blood cells? So the blood work can tell us a lot. It can tell us if you're dehydrated. How's your liver? You know, how's your heart functioning? So and it's non-invasive, right? There's no radiation at all. So what we want to do is analyze this blood work. However, the problem is when you look at your blood work, you might look and say, oh, everything looks pretty good. But they're comparing you to all these sick Americans. Most Americans are obese or have diabetes and heart disease, cancer or Alzheimer's disease. So when they say you're normal compared to the average American. when I look at blood work, I'm a functional medicine practitioner. When I look at blood work, I have a different scale where we compare you to healthy people. Right? Now, if you're interested in analysis from a functional medicine doctor like myself, where our scales are different and we look at the blood work and compare you to healthy people and say, are you healthy? You don't want to be normal. You don't want to be like everybody else. You want to be healthy. So if you're interested, I'm actually going to offer you, if you give us an email or a call, the email is info@kaplanbrainandbody.com, or you can give me a call at 201-261-2150. And we could do a full neurological evaluation where I check out your physical stresses. How's your muscles? Do you have any back pain or neck pain, any posture problems, any misalignments? We check out your blood work, see if there's any inflammation. We go over your chemical exposure, your emotional health. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour. It's a complete physical and neurological evaluation with blood work analysis. It's normally $400. But if you mention that you're a listener of my radio show, Boost Your Brain Power, for the first 7 people that call or email, you can get the entire evaluation, which is normally $400, for only $21. All you have to do is call 201-261-2150 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com and mention that you want the complete neurological and physical evaluation to determine your stress levels, including blood work analysis. And again, it's normally $400. But if you call right now and are the first 7 to contact us via calling or email, you can get the entire evaluation for only $21. And again, that's 201-261-2150 or email us at info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's info@kaplanbrainandbody.com for your complete neurological, physical, and blood work analysis. That way we can determine your stress levels, get to the root cause of the problem. Don't come to me if you're looking for surgery, if you're looking for a prescription, if you're looking for injections, Botox. That's not what I do. What I do is complete analysis, get to the root cause of your health problem, which is usually one of those 5 stresses. Once we figure out your weakness, come up with a solution in a holistic, natural, and integrative way to get you to function better, feel better, and live a better life. And you could do it on your own. You don't need pills and doctors, fancy equipment to improve your health. Yes, we have that all in our office, but I'm just your guide and your coach, and I teach you what you need to do to help yourself, because the power that made the body heals the body. If you function better, you will feel better, and you'll have a higher quality of life. But you got to reduce all your stresses. You have to reduce your physical stress, your chemical stress, your mental stress, your emotional stress, and your electromagnetic radiation stress. If you reduce all 5 of those stresses, you're going to reduce your chances of cancer, of heart disease, of Alzheimer's. You're going to improve your brain function. You're going to boost your brain power. It's all doable. You just need that proper evaluation. Because once we get a good diagnosis, then we could teach you exactly what you need to do. Now, for everyone who just wants to improve their memory or improve their focus, you can also get my book, called Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving memory, your memory and focus. You can find that on Amazon, or you can call me at 201-261-2150 and we can send you a signed copy. Or you could go to our website, KaplanDC.com, where you can get a lot of valuable information about our practices. We have two offices, one in New Jersey, one in New York. We also do a lot of virtual treatments. I'm treating a lot of people from the Middle East right now, from Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. We see people from Europe and Mexico. The good thing about the COVID-19 pandemic is we figured out how to see people virtually. And we've done neurological evaluations, obviously blood work analysis we could do virtually. But there's a lot of physical stuff that we can do virtually as well. But if you're interested and coming to one of our offices in New Jersey and New York, we'd be happy to see you. Like I said, what we're giving away this week as a gift to you, it's normally a $400 evaluation. You can get a complete neurological evaluation for only $21. Just give us a call at 201-261-2150. And again, this is Boost Your Brain Power. I am your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We look forward to seeing you next week, Saturday at 8 a.m. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I am signing off. See you next week.
The preceding program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.